Parshas Balak. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, and Balak the son of Tzipor saw, Eis Kol Asher, also Yisroel lo Emori, everything that Klal Yisroel did to the two kings of Emori, to Sichon and Og. And Balak told his nation Moav, these two kings, Sichon and Og, which we placed so much confidence in to protect us, they were not able to stand up before Klal Yisroel. How much more so we who are weaker than them will definitely fall to the Bnei Yisroel. And therefore, Vayogor Moav mipnei ha'om me'oi, and Moav was very afraid of this nation Klal Yisroel, Kiravhu, because there were many. And the Mizrahi explains that Kiravhu does not actually mean that they were afraid of Klal Yisroel because they were so many people, since a large army would not have frightened Moav, because they could have hired the Malchi Canaan, the kings of Canaan, to help them fight against Klal Yisroel. Their fear was, since they saw the war against Sichon Va'oig, where Klal Yisrael did not even lose one soldier, Kiravhu, there remained many, they did not lose anybody in the war. So they saw that Klal Yisrael were victorious in an unnatural way, Shelo Kederech Ha'aretz, and that caused them to fear Klal Yisrael, Kiravhu, because they remained many. Vayokotz Moav mipnei Bnei Yisrael, and Moav became disgusted in their own lives because of the Bnei Yisrael. And one has to understand in this pasuk why, when the pasuk says Vayogor Moav and Moav was afraid, it says Mipnei Ha'om, because of the nation. However, when it says Vayokotz Moav and Moav was disgusted, it says Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. It does not say Om. It says the Bnei Yisrael. Va'ayin in the Arachayim and the Malbum, the Hemek Dover and the Kli Yakor, that all discuss this diuk. And the pasuk says Vayomer Moav, and Moav said El Ziknei Midyon, to the elders of Midyon. And since the pasuk does not say Vayomer Moav al-Midyon, that Moav said to Midyon, but rather El Ziknei Midyon, to the elders of Midyon, so we see from here that Moav was seeking advice from the elders of Midyon. And Moav thought that the best way to overcome Klal Yisrael was to understand their leader Moshe. And they figured, since Moshe was raised in Midyon, as we saw earlier in Parsha Shemois, when Moshe ran away from Paroi, he ran to Midyon and was raised in Midyon. So the ones who would understand Moshe Rabbeinu the most were the people of Midyon, where Moshe was raised. And therefore, they sent messengers to the elders of Midyon, saying, Ato now, Yelachachu akoholas kol svivoy seinu. This congregation is chewing up all our surroundings. Kilchoy chashor es yerek asodeh, the same way that an ox chews up the greenery of the field, and just like an ox chews up the yerek asodeh, by pulling out the roots, so there is no simin bracha, there is no blessing left to it, so too Klal Yisrael is uprooting and chewing up our surroundings, just like the shor, not leaving any bracha left. And therefore we are asking you, Midyon, what would you say we should do in order to overcome Klal Yisrael? And Midyon said, the power of Moshe Rabbeinu is bepeh, in his mouth. So Moav answered, if that is so, we should also come against Klal Yisrael with someone whose power is in his mouth. And that's why they hired Bilam ben Baor to curse Klal Yisrael. And the Mefarshim discuss what exactly was Moav's fear of Klal Yisrael. The Mefarshim say that Moav was not afraid that Klal Yisrael would destroy Moav, because Hashem already told Klal Yisrael, Al totar es Moav va'al tiskar ba milchama, that you shall not wage war against Moav. So Moav knew that Klal Yisrael would not attack them, and they actually saw that with their own eyes. Because when Klal Yisrael sent a message to Moav, if they can pass through Moav's land, and Moav turned them down, Klal Yisrael did not attack Moav, but rather just turned away and went around Moav. So Moav saw that Klal Yisrael would not attack them, so they really were not afraid that Klal Yisrael would kill them and attack them. So what was their fear? Rashi in Parshas Matis, Perik Lamed Aleph, Posuk Beis, tells us that Moav was afraid that Klal Yisrael would take their money. The ayin also in Rashi, Parshas Vayera, Perik Yotes, Posuk Lamed Zayin, that says that although Klal Yisrael was not allowed to attack Moav, Aval Tzar on Mutter, they were allowed to pain and cause tzar to them. So either Moav was afraid of losing their money, or Moav was afraid that Klal Yisrael would be mitzar them, but they were not afraid of Klal Yisrael killing them. And the Das Akenim Ibali Atoisvi says that this is very meduyik in our pasuk, because the pasuk says, Ato yelachachu akohol es kol svivoy seinu. Now this congregation will chew up our surroundings. They were only worried about Klal Yisrael destroying svivoy seinu, our surroundings. However, they were not worried about they themselves getting killed. And the pasuk continues, Ubolok ben Tzipor melech lemoyav bo'ezahi. And Bolok, the son of Tzipor, was the king of Moav at that time. What does the pasuk mean by telling us Bo'esahi at that time? Rashi explains that really Balak was not fit to become king of Moab. He was Minesichei Midyan, from the princes of Midyan. However, since Sichon was killed, and Sichon was the ruler over Moab, so now Moab needed a ruler. So they chose somebody from Midyan, whose name was Balak, to become their leader temporarily. That's why it says that he was Melech Lemoyav Bo'esahi at that time. It was only a temporary leadership. And the Maskil of David explains that according to this chat, it is very good why the Parsha does not start off introducing Balak as being the king of Moab. The Pasuk should have said, Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, and Balak, the son of Tzipor saw, who was Balak ben Tzipor? Melech Moab, the king of Moab. Why does it wait until Pasuk Dalet to tell us that Balak was the king of Moab? According to this Rashi, it's very good, because Balak was not really a typical king of Moab. He was only a temporary king placed in this position temporarily because of the necessity of the hour, because of the death of Sichon. And the Pasuk continues, based on the advice of Midyan, Balak decided to hire Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. Vayishlach malochim el Bilam ben Ba'or. And Balak sent messengers to Bilam the son of Ba'or, Pisaira. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the word Pisaira. According to the first pshat, the hay of Pisaira is not part of the word, but rather the hay at the end is like a lamed in the beginning. Pisaira is like saying Lip Pisar, and Pisar was a name of a place, and the Pasuk is saying that Balak sent messengers to Bilam. Where did Bilam live? In Pisar, Asher al Hanahar, which was near Nahar Peros. Rashi's second pshat is that the word Pisaira is an Aramaic word which means Shulchan, a table. It can also mean Shulchani, a money changer. And the Pasuk is saying over here that Bilam was like a money changer. Just like a money changer, people rushed to give this person money, so too, by Bilam, all the kings rushed to bring him letters in order to ask his advice on different matters. Asher al-Hanahor, Bilam lived near Nahar Peros, Eretz b'nei Amoy, the land of the people of his nation, the land of the people of Balak's nation, which means that Balak also used to live in that area where Bilam lived. As a matter of fact, many years earlier, Bilam said in Nevuah that Balak was destined to become king. Likroi loy, to call him, and Rashi tells us that Balak told Bilam that the kriya, the calling of this venture, loy, will be for his own benefit, because he will have a tremendous monetary gain by cursing Klal Yisrael. Lamar, the message was saying, Hine, behold, Am Yotzo mi Mitzrayim, a nation has gone out of Mitzrayim. And if you will ask, why does that bother me if they went out of Mitzrayim? Hine chisos ena oret. Behold, they have covered the eyes of the land. They have destroyed the watchers of the land. Sichon en oik. Vehu yoshev mimuli. And now they have settled mimuli. The simple meaning means opposite me. However, Rashi says, since mimuli is not written with a vav, it is not written with a vav between the mem and the lamed, it does not mean mul, opposite, but rather it means, from the Lashon oidecha ki amilam, it means that they will cut me off, they will cut me down. Vehu yoshev, and they have settled mimuli, near me and ready to cut me down. Viato, and now, lechono orali es omazeh, please go and curse this nation for me, ki otum hu mimeni, because they are stronger than me. Ulai uchal, maybe this way I will be able to nakeboy, hit them, va'agorashenu mina oretz, and chase them out of this land. Ki odati, because I know, es asher tevorech mevorech, the ones who you bench are benched, va'asher ta'or you are, and the ones who you curse, Bilam, are cursed. I know this from the fact that you were hired by Sichon to curse Moab, and through your curse, Moab was defeated by Sichon. So therefore I know the ones who you bench are benched, and the ones who you curse are cursed. And that is why I am hiring you now to curse Klal Yisrael. And Rashi points out in the Pasuk on the words Ulai Uchal Nakeboy that the Pasuk starts out in the singular, Ulai Uchal, maybe I will be able to, and then switches off to the Lashon Rabim, to the plural, Nakeboy, we will be able to hit Klal Yisrael. And therefore Rashi says two pshatim. His first pshat is that Nake means we will be able to hit. And the reason why it starts in the singular and switches to the plural, because the Pasuk means, Ulai Uchal, maybe I will be able to be successful in hiring Bilam, and then Nakabai, we will be able to hit Klal Yisrael. We, meaning I, Balak, and my nation Moav together, will be able to hit Klal Yisrael. Rashi's second pshat is that Nake does not mean we will hit, but rather it comes from the word Menake, to diminish and to deduct. Ulai uchal, maybe I will be able to nakeboy, diminish this nation, make them fewer, and then va'agaroshenu min ha'oretz, I will be successful in chasing them out of the land. The Netziv in Sefer HaMikdavar is bothered by the lashon of this pasuk. Why does the pasuk say Eis asher tevorech mevoyroch? It should really say Eis asher tevorech yevoyroch. Just like the pasuk says, va'asher ta'or you are, and the ones that you will curse, you are, will be cursed in the future. So too, it should say, Eis asher tevorech, the ones that you bench, yevoyroch, shall become benched. Why does it say mivoyroch, which means they are already benched? Why does it use the past lashon? And the Netziv answers that really Bilam did not have the power to bless somebody. He only had the power to curse. However, he was able to fool people into thinking that he was able to bench somebody also. How did he do that? Because he looked through his astrology into the stars, and he saw that certain people had a very good mazel. And he would go over to these people, and he would bench them. And when they would see that good mazel, good fortune was coming upon them, they would think that it was because of the bracha of Bilam. However, they did not realize that this was already destined to come upon them even from before. And Balak knew this. He knew that Bilam did not have the power to bench. And that's why he said, Eis asher tevorech, the ones who you bench, mevoyroch, have been already benched. You did not make them have good mazel. They were already benched before you benched them. It's only v'asher ta'ar, the ones who you curse, you are, will become cursed. And that's why I am not asking you to bench me because your bracha is worthless, but rather I am asking you to curse Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, Vayelchu ziknei Moav v'ziknei Midyan. So the elders of Moav and the elders of Midyan went together, ukisamim biyadom, with charms in their hands. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the words ukisamim biyadom. According to Rashi's first pshat, both Moav and Midyan went to Bilam, ukisamim biyadom, with charms in their hands. They were afraid that when they come before Bilam, Bilam will say, I can't curse Klal Yisrael now. I don't have my materials and my tools of witchcraft with me. Therefore, both Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midyan came to Bilam, uksamim biyadam, with their charms and all the material they need for magic in their hands. This way, Bilam will not be able to say that I do not have my material with me. Rashi's second shot is, uksamim biyadam is referring only to Midyan. Midyan went with a charm and a sign in their hands, and they said, this is the sign that will show if we will be successful. If Bilam will come with us right away, that will be a good sign. However, if Bilam will not come right away and he will delay his coming with us, that will be a sign that we will not be successful, and therefore we plan on leaving. And that's why we see when Bilam said, Linu pay halaylo, sleep overnight, Midyan took this as a bad omen and a bad sign, and that's why the pasuk ends off, Vayeshvu sari moyav in Bilam, only the sari moyav remained. The Sari Midyan left, because this was the sign that they took along, that if Bilam does not come immediately, we will not be successful. Vayavoyu el Bilam, and the Ziknei Moav and the Ziknei Midyan came to Bilam, Vayedabu elav divrei Balak, and they spoke to Bilam the words of Balak. Vayomer alehem, and Bilam said to them, Linu fai halayla, sleep overnight over here. Vashivoisi eschem davar, and I will return word to you, kashi yedabar Hashem elai, what Hashem will tell me. Maybe Hashem will not allow me to go with you because it is not respectful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow me to go with you, only with officers who are greater than you. Vayeshvu Sari Moav in Bilam, and the Sari Moav waited with Bilam. However, the Sari Midyan took this as a bad sign, and therefore they left. Vayavoy Elohim el Bilam, and Hashem came to Bilam at night. Vayomer, and he said, Mi ho anoshim ho'ele imach? Who are these people with you? And obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew who these people were. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wanted to give room for Bilam to make a mistake. And this way Bilam would be able to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know everything, and therefore I will be able to curse Klal Yisrael at a time that Hashem is unaware. Vayomer Bilam el ho Elohim, and Bilam said to Hashem, Balak ben Tzipor melech Moav sholach Eloi. Balak, the son of Tzipor, the king of Moav, sent this message to me. And Bilam stressed that the king of Moav sent this message to me, because he wanted to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that although I may not seem important in your eyes, however, kings consider me important and send their messages to me. And the message that Balak sent was, Hine ha'om hayotzei mi Mitzrayim, behold this nation that came out of Mitzrayim, v'yachas esein ha'oreth, they covered the eyes of the land, they destroyed Sichon and Og, ato now, l'cho kovali oisai, go and curse them for me, Ulai uchali hilochim boy, maybe I will be able to fight with them, the gerashtim, and drive them away. And Rashi points out that there are two differences between what Bilam quoted Balak as saying and what Balak actually said in Pasuk Vav. Because Balak actually said, L'chona orali es omazeh, go curse this nation for me with a lashon of ora, which is not as strong of a curse. However, Bilam said, L'cha kavali oisai, curse them with a lashon of kava, which is a more explicit curse. And also, Balak said in Pasuk Vav, V'agarashenu mina oretz, and I will chase them out of the land. However, Bilam said, V'gerashtim, and he does not mention mina oretz, which means, I would like to drive them out of this world and kill them. And Rashi says that from here we see that Bilam wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael even more than Balak. And that's why he said, V'gerashtim, and I will chase them out of this world, while Balak only said, V'agorashenu mina oretz, I will chase them out of this land. Vayomer Elokim el Bilam, and Hashem answered Bilam and said, Lo seilech imohem, you shall not go with them, do not go with the Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midyan. So Bilam said, okay, I understand that you do not want me to go there and curse them together with Balak, because my curse together with Balak's curse will be very powerful. However, let me curse them from here, and it will only be me alone cursing them. On that Hashem says, Lo sa'ores ha'om, do not curse them at all, even cursing them by yourself from your place over here. So Bilam then said, so let me bless Klal Yisrael. On that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki varuchu, don't bless them, they do not need your bracha, they are already benched. Loi miduv shayech, veloi miuksayech. Just like we tell the bee, we do not want your sting and we do not want your honey. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, I do not want your brachas nor your curses. And the obvious question is, what did Bilam mean when he said that he would like to bench Klal Yisrael? Did he actually want to give Klal Yisrael a bracha? The Psikta learns that he also had evil intentions with this idea. He figured that if he would bench Klal Yisrael would be so blessed that all the nations would be jealous of Klal Yisrael and give them an Ayin Hara. And once an Ayin Hara was upon them, only bad would befall upon them and the nations would be able to attack them. So even when he was saying that he would like to bless Klal Yisrael, he also meant it as a curse for Klal Yisrael. I would just like to mention at this point an interesting shot from the Pe'er Aharon, who says what the significance of the name Bilam was. According to Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, Bilam was notorious for four attempts to destroy Klal Yisrael. First of all, he was Lavanu Arami, who wanted to destroy our forefather Yaakov. The second time was, he advised Pari and Mitzrayim to torture Klal Yisrael. The third time was, he was the one who incited Amalek to declare war against the Yidden. And the fourth time was in this parasha, upon Balak's invitation, he came to curse Klal Yisrael. The name Bilam is an acronym for these four attempts. The Bay stands for Balak in this parasha. The Lamed is Lavan. Ayin is Amalek. And the Mem is Mitzrayim. Zok Rashi from the beginning of the parasha. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, and Balak, the son of Tzipor, saw Eis Kol Asher Osu Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael did lo emori to emori. Omar, Balak said to Moav, Elu Shnei Melochim, Shehayinu Betuchim Aleihem, these two kings, which we had a lot of confidence in them, to protect us, Le'omdu B'fneihem, they did not stand up before Klal Yisrael. Anu, Os, Al-Achas, Kama V'Kama, how much more so will we fall to Klal Yisrael? Lefikach, therefore, Vayogor Moav, Moav was afraid of Klal Yisrael. Vayogor, Loshen Moira, it is an expression of fear, K'moi, like the Pasuk says, Guru Lochem, fear for yourselves. Vayokot Moav, and Moav became disgusted. Katsu b'chayehem, they were disgusted with their own lives. K'moy katsi v'chayai, just like Rivka said when she saw the wives of Esau, she said, katsi v'chayai, I have become disgusted with my own life. V'hu mikra katsur, and this is an abbreviated pasuk, because the pasuk says, vayokot Moav, and Moav was disgusted. It does not say what they were disgusted with. Therefore, Rashi adds the word, b'chayehem, they were disgusted with their own lives. And Moav asked advice, el ziknei Midyan, to the elders of Midyan. Frek Rashi, v'haloi mei olam, hoyu soinen zeh, didn't they always hate each other? Weren't they always enemies? Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, hamake es Midyan b'stei Moav. Moav was constantly hitting Midyan in the fields of Moav. Sheba'u Midyan al Moav l'mechama. Midyan came to Moav to attack Moav. Zok Rashi, elam miyurosin shel Yisrael, because of their fear of Klal Yisrael, Osu Sholem Beinehem, they made peace between themselves. Because of their common enemy Klal Yisrael, they made peace. Umaro Moyav Lito Eitza Midron. And what did Moyav see to ask advice from Midron? Enfred Rashi, Kivin Sheroes Yisrael Noitzchim, Shaloi Kaminaga Ilam, since they saw that Klai Yisrael was being victorious in an extraordinary fashion, Amru, they said, Manhigam Shel Elu Bim Midron Niskadil, their leader Moshe was raised in Midron. Nishal Mehem Mami Dosoi, let us ask Midron what is his unique traits. Amru Loi, Midron said back to them, En Koichoi Elu Bepiv, all of his power is in his mouth. Amru, so therefore Moav said, Af anu novi aleim ba'odom shekoichoi bepiv. We will also come against Klal Yisrael with a person whose power is with his mouth, and that is Bilam. And the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael is chewing up our surroundings, kilchoi chashor, just like a shor chews up yerek asoda, kol ma shehashor melachich. Anything that a shor chews, ein bo simin bracha. It does not have any sign of blessing because it uproots everything with the root. So too, that is the way Klal Yisrael is destroying our surroundings. And the Pasuk says that Balak was the king of Moav Bo'esahi, Lehoya Roy Lamalchus. He was not fit for kingship. Minisiche Midron Hoya. He was really one of the princes of Midron. So how did he become king of Moav? The Kivin Shemei Sichon. Since Sichon died, who was the ruler over Moav? Manu Aleim Leteruch Shah. They appointed him to be king over Moav because of the necessity of the hour. It was only a temporary position that he was filling because of the necessity of the hour. Zakrashi Pisaira, Kishulchani Hazeh, like this money changer, Shakol Meritim Loi Mois, that everybody rushes to him money, Kakol HaMelochim Meritim Loi Igroiseyem, so too the kings rush to Bilam their letters to ask him advice. According to this pshat, the word Pisaira is an Aramaic word which means a shulchan, a table, and it can also mean shulchani, a money changer. However, Ulefi Pshutai, according to the simple meaning Shal Mikra of the Pasuk, Kach Shem HaMokoim, this is the name of the place. The name was called Pisar, and the hay at the end is like a lamet in the beginning. And the Pasuk is saying that Balak sent messengers Lipisar to a place called Pisar, and that's where Bilam resided. Eretz b'nei Amoy, the land of the children of his nation. What does the Pasuk mean by his nation? Dagrashi shel Balak. It was the nation of Balak. Balak originated in that area too. Misham Hoya. Balak also was from that area. Vezehoya Misnabe, and years earlier, Bilam prophesied concerning Balak, va'omerloi, and he said to Balak, Osid ato limloich, you are destined to become king. Ve'im toimar, and if you will ask, Mipnei ma hishra Kodesh Baruch Hu shchinosei al goy rosha, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu rest his shchina on a goy who is a rosha? Why would he want to rest his shchina on Bilam? On that Rashi answers, Kidei shelo yehei pischon pelu umais loimar, in order that the goyim should not be able to say, Ilu hayolanu neviim chazanu lemutav. If we would have had Nevi'im, we would have done tshuva. And that's why Hamed Lohem Nevi'im, he gave them Nevi'im. They impartu gedera olam. Instead of doing good for them, the Nevi'im caused them to break through the fences of the world. Shebetchila hayogadurim ba'arayis. Because originally, even the Goyim were careful not to be mezanet, like Rashi says in Parshas Chayasara, Perik Chavdalid, Pasuk Tazayim. However, Vezeh, this Navi Bilam, Nosan Lohem Eitza, gave them advice, Lahafkar Atman Nuznus, to abandon themselves and be mezana with Klal Yisrael. When Bilam saw that he was not able to curse Klal Yisrael, he figured the only way to cause Klal Yisrael to sin and to cause Klal Yisrael to be punished would be by sending the Bnei Yismayav to be mezana with them. So through Bilam, the Geder HaOlam, the fences of the world, were broken down, and even the Goyim started to be mezana. And the Mefarshim ask that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Nevi'im to the Goyim, they will still have what to complain about. They can still say that if you would have given us a Navi like Moshe, then we would have done tshuva. You only gave us a Navi like Bilam. And in Sefer Mayonos Shel Torah, he brings down a teretz that the Nevi'im given to a nation is only according to the level of that nation. A nation that is on a high level deserves a higher level Navi, and a nation that is on a lower level deserves a lower level Navi. Therefore, Klal Yisrael, who were on such a high level, deserved a Navi like Moshe. However, the Umay Sa'akum, the Goyim, who were on such a low level, only deserved a Navi like Bilam. So they cannot have a Pischon Peh to say that if we were to have a Navi like Moshe, we would have been much better. Because it is your own fault that you don't have a Navi like Moshe. If your level would have been higher, you would have deserved a Navi like Moshe. Klal Yisrael deserved a higher level Navi only because they were a higher level nation. Zok Rashi Likroi Loi to call Bilam, and Rashi is bothered that it is obvious from the next pasuk that Balak wanted to call Bilam. Why does the pasuk have to say Likroi Loi to call him? Therefore, Rashi says, "Hakriya shelo hoisa ula hanosai." The calling to Bilam was for his own benefit. Shehaya poisik loy momain harbe, because Balak was offering him a lot of money. Likroy loy, the kriya was going to be to benefit Bilam, because he was to make a lot of money. Am yotzomi Mitzrayim, a nation has come out of Mitzrayim. V'im toimer, and if you will say, ma mazikecho, how does that harm you? On that the answer is, hine chitzo es ein ha'oretz. Behold, they have covered the eyes of the land. Sichon va'oig, which is referring to Sichon and Oig, shehayu shomrim ha'isanu, who were the ones that protected us, amdu aleihem v'hargum, they stood up against them, and they killed Sichon and Oig. V'hu yoshev mimuli, so Rashi chasuk siv, the word mimuli is written without a vav, kroivim heim lahachwiseni, they are close to cutting me down. K'moi, like the pasuk says in Tilim, ki amilam, for I have cut them off. So too over here, v'hu yoshev mimuli, they are sitting near me and are ready to cut me down. Zok Rashi Nakeboy, we will hit. Aniva Ami Nakebahem. I and my nation together, we will hit them. According to this pshat, Nake means we will hit. Davar Acher, another pshat is Lashon Mishnehu. It is an expression used in the Mishnah. Menake loy min adomim, he deducts from the price. Balak was saying, Ulai Uchal Nakeboy, maybe I will be able to diminish them. Zok Rashi Lachasem Mehem Ma'at, to diminish their numbers by a few, this way of our Goreshenu min ha'oretz, I will be able to chase them out of the land. Ki odati, because I know that the ones you bench are benched, and the ones you curse are cursed. How did Balak know this? Al yidei melchemes Sichon, through the war of Sichon, she'ezarto lahakos es Moav, because Bilam helped Sichon destroy Moav by cursing Moav. So therefore I saw that the ones that you cursed, which is Moav, are cursed. Uksamim biyodom, and Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midyon came with charms in their hands. Kol minei ksamim, they brought all different types of charms to Bilam. Shela yomar, in order that Bilam will not be able to say, En klei tashmishai imi, my tools of witchcraft are not with me. Davar acher, another pshat, kesem zeh notlu biyodom Ziknei Midyon. This sign, the Ziknei Midyon took with them. Amru, they said, Im yavo yimanu bapam azois, if Bilam will come with us right away this time, yesh by mamish. Then there is substance to what he is saying. V'im yidochenu, however, if he pushes us off, ein bay toyelas, we do not have what to gain. Lefikach, therefore, kishamar lehem linu pay halaylo, when Bilam said to them, sleep overnight, Amru, the people of Midyan said, ein bay tikva, there is no hope. Hanichu v'holchu lehem, they left and went. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, vayeshvu sarei moav im Bilam. Only the sarei moav remained with Bilam. Ava Zikne Midyon Hochulohem, but the Zikne Midyon left because they saw that there was no hope. And there is a Ha'orah in this Rashi brought down in the name of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Why Rashi changes his Lashon three times. Rashi starts off that if Bilam comes with us right away, then Yesh by Mamish, there is substance. And then Rashi goes on to say that if he pushes us off, Ein by Toy Eles, there is no gain. He does not say Ein by Mamish, but rather he switches to Ein by Toy Eles. And then Rashi goes further, that when Bilam said Limu Pai Halailo, then the Bnei Midyon said Ein Boi Tikva, there is no hope. There Rashi does not say Mamish, nor does he say Te'eles, but he brings in a new word of Tikva. So why does Rashi keep on switching from Mamish to Te'eles to Tikva? Zok Rashi Limu Pai Halailo, sleep here overnight. Ein Ruach HaKodesh Shara Olav El Balailo, because the Ruach HaKodesh only rested on Bilam at night. And so was true by all Nevi'im of the Goyim, that Hashem only appeared to them at night. And Lavan also, Hashem only appeared to him in a dream at night. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, and Hashem came to Lavan ho'arami, in a dream at night. Like a person who comes to have relations with his concubine, behechave, secretly. Just like he comes secretly to his Pilegesh, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes secretly to appear to the Nevi'ei Umos HaAkum. He does not really want to appear to them, but since, in order that the Goyim should not complain, he appears to them, therefore he comes in a secretive manner. Zok Rashi Kashi Yidaber Hashem Eloi, I will tell you what Hashem will tell me. Im Yamlicheni Loleches in Bnei Odom Kemoischem, if Hashem will advise me to allow me to go with people like you, then Eilech Imochem, I will go with you. Shema in Kvoidoi, maybe it is not his honor, Lisiti, to allow me, Lahalech, to go, Ela im Sarm Gedolimikem, only with officers that are greater than you. Vayeshvu, Zok Rashi, Loshon Akova, it means that they waited. The Sarei Moav waited with Bilam. Miho Anoshim Ho Eile Imoch, Hashem asked Bilam, who are these people with you? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew who these people were. So, Rashi LaHatoisei Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give room for Bilam to make a mistake and to think that Hashem does not know everything. Omar, Bilam said, Pa'omim She'en HaKol Golu Lefanov. There are times that not everything is revealed before Hashem. Ein Daitei Shava Olam. His mind is not always equal upon him. He is not always aware of things. Afani Era Ace. I too will see a time, she'uchel lekalel, that I will be able to curse him, v'loyovin, and he will not know, he will not understand. And the Gur Aryeh asks that this Rashi seems to be a contradiction to Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes, where over there Rashi says that the reason why Hashem said, miho anoshim o'ele imoch, was in order to open conversation with Bilam gently and not startle him. So how can Rashi say over here, l'hatoisei bo, that he came to trick Bilam? And the Gur Aryeh answers that really both Rashis are true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually said, Miho Anoshim O'Ele Imach, to open the conversation gently with Bilam in order not to scare him. However, he gave room for Bilam to make a mistake and to understand with this question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know exactly what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu worded his question in an ambiguous way to give Bilam a place to make a mistake. Bilam could have understood this question to mean that Hashem was entering into conversation with him, and that's why he asked, who are these men? However, Bilam did not want to understand it that way. Rather, he understood it, that Hashem was not aware of all the details of the situation, and that sometimes some details are unclear to him. And this way, he thought that he would be able to curse Klal Yisrael at a time that Hashem would not be aware. And Bilam told Hashem, Balak ben Sipor, the king of Moab, sent to me, even though I may not be important in your eyes, Hashem, I am important in the eyes of Malachim, of Basav Adam, human kings. So, Rashi Kavali, Bilam said to curse with a Lashon of Kaval, however, Balak used a Lashon of Arab. Zukasha me Arali. Kavali is worse, a worse curse than Arali, because Kaval comes from the word Noikev, Shu Noikev Umefarish, because he explicitly says the curse and states it clearly. Therefore, it is a worse curse than Ara, which is more of a vague curse. So Bilam said Kavo, and Balak said a lesser curse of Ara. So Rashi, V'geirashtiv min ha'olam. Bilam said, let me destroy them and chase them out from this world. Balak le'omer ele v'agoreshenu min ha'oretz. Balak only said, let me chase them out of this land. Eini mevakesh el la'asiyah me'alai. Balak only said that I want to take them away from me. Bilam ha'yasoynam yoysimi Balak. But Bilam hated them even more than Balak, and therefore he said, let me drive them out of this world. And the Maskil David asks that Rashi mentioned two differences between what Balak said and what Bilam said. Balak said, Ora, and Bilam said, Kavo. Balak said, V'agorashenu min ha'aretz, and Bilam said, V'gerash tamay. However, it is only on the second thing that Rashi says that we see from here that Bilam hated Klal Yisrael more than Balak. Why didn't he say this on the first thing by the fact that Balak said Aro and Bilam said Kavo? And the Maskil of David answers, because if you look further in Pasuk Yud Zayin, even Balak said a Lashon of Kavo. And the reason why he did not start off saying Kavo was because he figured he did not want to push it too much. Maybe Bilam will not want to curse Klal Yisrael with such a strong Lashon. So first, he only asked for Aro. However, once he saw that Bilam was willing to curse Klal Yisrael, and the only reason why he did not want to come with the servants of Balak was because the messengers were not important enough, therefore, he upped it to Kavo afterwards. So the Maskil of David says, that is the reason why Rashi does not say that from the fact that Balak said Oro and Bilam said Kavo, that we see that Bilam hated Klal Yisrael more than Balak, because Balak himself said Kavo when he had the opportunity. Therefore, Rashi only brought his raya that Bilam hated Klal Yisrael more than Balak from the fact that he said, V'geirashtiv, that I want to drive them out of this world, when Balak only said, out of this land. Zok Rashi, Hashem said, Lo Seilech Imohem, you shall not go with them. Omaloi, Bilam said, Im Kain, if so, Akalalem b'mekoimi, let me curse them from where I am, and I will curse them alone, not together with Balak. Omaloi, Hashem said, Lo Sa'ar Esa'om, do not curse them even in your place, even by yourself. Amarloi, so Bilam said, Imkein avarachem, let me bench them. Amarloi, on that Hashem answered, Einam tzrichem levichasecho, they do not need your bracha. Ki baruchu, because they are already benched. Mashal omrim ledevaro, a mashal that we say to a bee, Loi miduvshayech veloi miuksayech, I do not want your honey, and I do not want your sting. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I do not want your blessing, and I do not want your curse.